Expression Nancy Jordan, the last name is J-O-R-D-A-N, Nancy Jordan, Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, first name Nancy. Number one, this is the clinical case of a ...76-year-old white female patient of Dr. Paloski, P-A-L-O-S-K-Y, that is referred to the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient had an abdominal ultrasound that was done on April 14 of 21, in which the right kidney measured 9.1 centimeter. There was no evidence of hyperechogenicity, and there is a cyst that was 2.5 centimeters. In the left kidney, 10.2 centimeters in diameter. No abnormalities were noticed in that kidney. In the laboratory workup, we have the opportunity to review the last 2 years of blood work, in which in October the 31st, 2020, the serum creatinine was 1.42, and in August the 28th, 2023, the serum creatinine was 1.4 milligrams per cent. The estimated GFR remained to be around 40 mLs per minute. The serum electrolytes with the normal limits, potassium was 4.2, and the CO2 27. And albumin and liver function tests were with the normal limits. Period. The patient has maintained a hemoglobin around 11 grams per cent. On August the 28th of 2023, the patient has had a urinalysis which fails to show the presence of proteinuria, and there is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment. And the excretion of protein was 110 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is within normal range. In other words, I think that the CKD 3B is related to the history of arterial hypertension, comma, and the aging process, period. Some degree of nephrosclerosis without activity in the sediment, period. Dr. Paloski has ordered another ultrasound of the kidneys, and I'm going to take the liberty of seeing her in 6 months with laboratory workup, including the microalbumin creatinine ratio in the urine, uric acid, and also a protein creatinine ratio and blood work. If it's stable, the patient will go back to the care of Dr. Paloski. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension, blood pressure today 150 over 80. The blood pressure readings at home have been more stable. In the ...130/70 range. Following number, the patient has a history that is very remote in the early 2000s of pulmonary embolism, reason to be anticoagulated, period. The patient was asking if it was possible for her to discontinue the use of the Coumadin. And my answer was to discuss with Dr. Paloski the possibility of a cardiac evaluation. I'm going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup and blood work will be done. I spent 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.